glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Breaking news, I'm going to be at the Senior Expo today up in the Highlands with Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold there with Michaela and Beth, Health Markets Insurance Agency. Go there after the show, so if you want any autographs or have any selfies taken with me, feel free. I'm not going to charge. This is my way of giving back to my public. So you'll be seeing me there. Right now, live exclusive interview with Kathy Kellidge, Belmont County Treasurer, talking about, of course, the buzz in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, that's enough. I think it's annoying. It's all about taxes and what is happening with our taxes. So we just had, during the break here, what?
I'm so sorry. I was just going to ask, are you going to be attending that senior fair as a senior, or are you there as a radio personality? I'll take that as a senior. Go ahead.
So, how much did our taxes go up dollar amount in Belmont County? Like, what was it last year, and then what is it? How much more money does Belmont County have now because of this tax increase, because of the assessments?
So, auditor's office has continually been making adjustments based upon
ballpark.
Honestly, when it's all said and done, after the adjustments, I would say total. Not just Belmont County receiving it, just like as a total tax, because don't forget, most of your money goes to the schools.
Okay.
I would go $4 million.
$4 million more dollars.
Yes.
In taxes.
Yes.
Is that a lot for Belmont County? People think it's a lot. I mean, people are losing their minds over this.
It is a lot. I mean, money is money. Yeah. It is a lot.
How much of that goes to Belmont County, to the county commissioners?
Oh, not much.
Oh, 25% of it, 15%?
No, I'd go maybe 5.
That's it?
Yes.
Most of it goes to the school districts?
Well, I mean, if you go to your tax bill, you would see that most of your taxes go to schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets broken down from there. You'll see the county portion is like this large number. However, that's all those levies that you pass. That's the senior services, the children's services.
I didn't pass any of those levies. I voted against every levy. I vote against every one. I vote against, and
that's fine. You have to vote. You have to vote with your head, not your heart.
Yeah.
So you've got senior services, developmental disabilities. You've got children's services. You've got 911. I mean, that entire pot does not go to Belmont County General Fund to operate. That goes to all those different entities.
Do you think they're getting too much?
Well, the Budget Commission does have to make that decision whether they're receiving too much.
Do you think they're getting too much?
Because I don't have the actual facts in front of me, I can't actually say that.
Oh, bravo. Beautiful, beautiful way to go.
Well, no, because I mean, I can say it. I can say in my head, yeah, that's too much. But until like I see a spreadsheet that actually says it, I can't actually say that because I can believe that's too much money.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
How much did yours go up?
How much did mine go up? It didn't go up very much. Mine went up like a few hundred. I'm sorry, not even 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Ours didn't go up all that much, but we got a break last time, I thought they were undervalued. We were undervalued. I actually challenged that 6 years ago.
That's I remember
first,
that.
It's when I first met you.
Yes.
The commissioner's meeting room was filled with angry, angry people, and Roger wanted you to handle all of this stuff. And you were, I must tell you, you were just magnificent.
Thank you.
You truly were magnificent. I said, my God, who is that woman?
Well, you did say that as soon as you walked in the door when I said, I hear you, Dimitri.
Yeah.
And you're like, who the hell are you?
No, you know better than that. Don't do this. You know better than that. So for all of our listeners who are really upset, let me tell you, I got a lot of upset listeners here with the high taxes. What do you recommend?
So if you actually don't believe that your taxes are that, let's change this conversation. If you believe that your house is not valued properly, then you have the right to challenge that through the Board of Revision. You only have until the 31st of March to file that. So if you're thinking about it, you better jump on it.
Yeah. How do they do that? Like my listeners right now going, oh, 31st of March, what do I have to do?
You can call the auditor's office and get a complaint form and file it. It takes all of about 5 minutes to fill out. It's not complicated.
Do you have to go to the auditor's office?
You don't have to. They have it online as well.
Okay.
They have it online. But just keep in mind, you have to have that filed by the 31st. So don't walk in that door on April 1st and say, oh, I was working, I couldn't make it. No, you've had until January 1st up until March 31st to file this. This is not something that you get to file, that you get to say, oh, well, I had extenuating circumstances.
Right.
I mean, that's very common anymore. Everybody has to have a reason why something's late.
Wow.
And it's always somebody else's fault. And I, God knows I know that just from people paying their taxes. It's always a reason why it wasn't my fault. Now, there are people that are so fantastic. And I will tell you.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm not talking about you. Oh. That come in and they're like, hey, listen, I'm just late. All right. Well, let's see if there's anything we do to remit the penalty, because there are reasons why we can remit penalty. There are, just because the for the third time in the third year in the row, you decided to be late because you were going to hold that money into the last minute and found something else to do, that is not a reason to get a remission of penalty.
What's a good excuse so I can use it next time?
You were in the hospital for the last 45 days.
Oh, really?
Because I sent out that bill 6 weeks in advance. Uh-huh. So when you tell me I went to the hospital, that one day in the hospital with with nothing else all around it.
I've got to be really sick. 45 days worth of sick.
45 days worth of sick.
Any other excuses I could use?
There are some.
Like what?
Go pull. If you need to fill out a form, you go right ahead. It's like a Chinese menu here. There's only a few reasons that actually give you a reason. But, I mean, the law only provides us so many reasons that we can actually remit it. It's not us saying, oh, we don't want to, or we're going to do it for this person. No, it has to fit within one of those reasons that
you
we can actually.
You can't play favorites then.
No.
Dang.
No, we don't play favorites.
I was hoping you'd play favorites with me. I've had you on so many times. But apparently
that's not. And that's
a
reason
work.
I should remit it, is because you keep getting me up at, you know, the crack of dawn to come on this show.
Which is your band foot? Is that it?
Nope.
Doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of nerve left there.
Oh, that eyesight is the first to go, isn't it?
Anyway. Live exclusive interview, Kathy Kelich, Belmont County Treasurer, and we are talking about the buzz in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
It's about high taxes. So the person files this, not a complaint, but what is the official term?
It's actually called a complaint.
What is called a complaint?
It's called,
okay.
It's called a complaint. It sounds a lot more egregious than what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, a complaint sounds serious. It sounds something very legal, formal.
Right.
It's not.
Okay. So what happens then?
So then it goes before the Board of Revision. They schedule a hearing. Unless you brought in an appraisal, if you bring in an appraisal to go with that, and that's a valid appraisal, then generally they will go with the appraised value.
So what's a valid appraisal? Do I need an official appraiser, or could I get my real estate agent friend to?
No, real estate agent friends kind of, that's not really something that's, I mean, it can be considered, but it won't automatically get you a reduction.
Okay. So I need an official appraiser, Ohio.
Appraisal, yeah.
Okay. And in Ohio, do you have to have a license to be an appraiser?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And what's an appraisal cost?
$400 to $500.
Really?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Now,
so,
I did hear somebody that got one for $1,000, which that shocked me. But however it is, it is.
So $400 to $500.
And that's on a general, residential house.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got a commercial property, if maybe it's more. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. And then how long does it take to determine, and who makes that decision?
Board of Revision is.
And who's in the Board of Revision?
Myself, the auditor, and one commissioner.
Cindy Henry.
Yes.
And which commissioner?
Vince Ginangeli.
Vince Ginangeli. Okay. And what percentage of the time do you agree with the new appraisal?
I would say probably 90.
Really?
Really.
And
as long as there's comps that are comps, not adjusted comps.
Comparables.
Yes,
comparable sales, right.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Comparable sales, that are actually comparable. Not a house that you're doing a house that is half your size, twice your age.
It's got to be apples to apples.
It's got to be apples to apples.
Okay.
If it is, then it's considered a good appraisal.
90% of the time you agree with the homeowner with the complaint about.
If they get an appraisal.
Right. Not
90% of the time they don't get an appraisal.
Wait a minute.
You asked if I agreed with the appraisal 90% of the time. If they come in with an appraisal.
Yes.
90% of the time.
You agree with the new appraisal. Homeowner's appraisal.
Correct.
How often do people come in without an appraisal?
That's pretty common too.
Hmm. They have no chance then without an appraisal.
No, that's not true. They can do their own homework. They can they can know something that we don't. If they have some water issues, water damage, we've talked about this before. I know that we don't know what goes on inside the house. I don't ever recommend letting an auditor inside your house. You know, you don't come in and say, "Come on, an appraiser." And the appraiser come in and see my beautiful gold faucets that I have, or however it is. So,
right.
But if you have cause, you do.
Okay, fair enough. And would it be fair to say that the big problem, two big problems, one with the new appraisals and the increase of almost 20% in Belmont County, two big problems. One, the inflated values of the real estate the last few years because of all the COVID money that was pumped into the economy. And let's start with that one. Is that a very big issue? Because for a while there, the real estate market here was so hot, it was unbelievable.
It was, but it was, I don't know that the COVID money did it. I mean, you had so many different layers to it. You had COVID money, you had low interest rates that allowed you to buy a house that maybe you wouldn't normally be able to afford.
Right, which inflates the value then, yeah.
Absolutely, because you were on, the market was hot. The market, yeah. You couldn't even get anything on the market. Some people would look for a house and view it, and it was already under contract.
And land, vacant land, oh, forget. Get vacant land.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are all the things that spiked all of this. And yes, you might not be selling your house today, but if you sold it tomorrow, do we have it at the right price that you would actually put it on the market or expect to get for a sale? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you've got to ask yourself. Not how much money am I paying in taxes because voters decided that, not us.
Would it be fair to say that to a degree, Belmont County citizens are partially responsible for this because they keep voting for all these levies?
Well, I mean, if you don't want to pay tax and you vote through a levy, then yes.
Is that a big factor?
I don't know, because sometimes you don't hear anything about people complaining about taxes other than the general, you get the general same people coming in complaining about taxes like you. Mm-hmm. And,
thank you.
But no, I mean, in a general sense, yeah, I hear you trying to kick me. In a general sense, you know, it only happens when we see a reappraisals or when we see that the values of the houses increase from either the triennial or the reappraisal.
Triennial?
Oh, okay. So every 6 years, there is a reappraisal.
Right.
But every third in between that is a triennial. And a triennial is those that are set by the state, because that is what the state tells you your increase in areas need to be. They do a sales ratio analysis, and they come back and say this area.
Belmont County.
Not just Belmont. Like areas in the county need to have an increase.
Really?
The state based upon the sales. Yes. That's the triennial. That's every third year in between that 6 years.
Is there any way we can complain about that?
Yeah.
Same process. Holy cow. Before we get to the hospital, which will be in the next segment here, got a short break. Is there anything else, Kathy, that I should have asked you regarding the increases in the real estate taxes in Belmont County? This is a big issue. A lot of people are losing their minds. I've had Cindy here. Now I've got you here. I don't know what I don't know. Is there any other factors? Is there anything else I should have asked you?
I don't think. I mean, Cindy's covered it. I've covered it. We've done this previous to this year.
I know. But for our listeners, is there anything else I should have asked you that could be a factor in any of this? Or would it be fair to say we have given you a really, really, really good overview about the tax situation and what has caused it and how to fight it and all that?
We have given you everything that you could possibly use, yes.
Fair enough. Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kellich is our very special guest, live exclusive interview. We've got a short break coming up, and then we're going to be asking her some tough questions about the taxes that are owed by this hospital, East Ohio Regional Hospital, that has just closed. And, boy, lots and lots of questions. What are you looking at there?
I was just looking at the time. I didn't know what time it was.
And your phone was on? Was that the beep?
Apparently it was on. The volume was on. It was for the alarm to make sure that I got here on time, because I didn't want you completely losing your mind, sitting there saying, where is she? And then, of course, I'd have to listen to that on the radio as well.
You can download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. More exclusive interview with Kathy Kellich, Belmont County Treasurer. We have covered everything that we possibly can regarding the tax increases. And next, East Ohio Regional Hospital. If you know anybody who works there or cares about it, tell them to listen.